Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, and today we're going to talk about sugar, sugar cravings, and sustainable solutions. This is the second part of a two-part series. Last week, we talked about weight loss. If you missed that one, you're more than welcome to go back on our website and check that out. It's a show worthy of listening to. You know, Jason, I know everyone wants to hear about all the ways to get rid of sugar cravings, but is that really the place to start?
Well, of course not. And if you're reading something that talks about how to get rid of sugar cravings, put it down because
and back away.
It's in the same category as the checks in the mail. I guess Swampland in Florida, probably Swampland in Florida still is expensive now, but it's sort of like, buying something that's really not of great value, because we're going to talk about what causes our sugar cravings. And here it is. Okay. Sugar cravings comes from compulsions and addictions, which come from out of control emotions.
Jason, you need to say that for our audience again, please.
Sugar cravings come from compulsions and addictions, which come from out of control emotions. Oh my gosh, that's so important.
It's huge. It is absolutely huge. So what are the common ways that that we can work with emotions?
These, by common, what we mean is things you do now. And most people use some form of programming, which is forcing, trickery, manipulation, seduction, and we talk about that a lot on the show. But those things happen when you do, and these are the more socially acceptable terms, which don't seem like they're forced, trickery, or manipulation, but these are the socially acceptable terms, like self-discipline. Oh, who can say that's bad? Self-control, strategies. People get, this is how you do it, which is usually some form of trickery or manipulation. Incentives. That's seduction. Mm-hmm. Incentives and rewards are both seductions. Self-talk. This is how you should talk to yourself. Well, when you do that, you're just trying to talk your emotions into doing something they don't want to do, which is a form of force
and creating resistance.
Exactly. One thing at a time, that's trying to make it simple. That's a form of a trick. Mm-hmm. Small steps. Mm-hmm. Again, it's kind of a trick. There's whole disciplines like NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. But by its name, it's programming. Mm-hmm. So here, let's review. So we can make this understandable.
Okay.
We've talked about how our emotions are energies. And that means that they're a thing. We think of emotions as a mood. So if right now, if we're happy, then we're happy. But if we're angry and then it goes away, then it's gone away.
I want to stop. I want to give a perfect example of that.
Because
I've been called on this one more than once in my lifetime. There's a room full of people, and it could be, a family dinner. It could be all kinds of things, or it could be dealing with people, even in a restaurant. I have been told that I can change the energy just by walking in the room. And by the way, I'm no stunning beauty, so that's not it. I just want to say that. But I've been told I can change the energy, the quote, mood, just by walking in the room.
Well, she changes my mood all the time just by walking in the room. And that can go both ways, though, sweetie.
Yeah.
But, you know, and that's energy.
That's the point. That was my point.
And the point you're trying to make here is that when it's a thing, mm-hmm. that if you're angry, if you were angry as a child, but you don't feel angry in this moment, I guarantee you that anger as a child is still attached to you.
Unless you've been doing the ecosystem approach.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that we want to talk about today mm-hmm. is that when we use the ecosystem approach, we have a method, which is, this is the revolutionary part of getting rid of that thing.
Okay.
So there's two parts of that revolution, okay? One is that emotions are energies and they're a thing, so they build up. And two, we have a way to get rid of them.
Okay.
This is completely different than all the other things that we've been taught all of our life.
Well, okay, but let's do one more thing and then we'll talk a little bit more about that directly.
Okay.
So what are some of the other common ways of working with emotions, Jason?
You hear this in traditional media all the time. Exercise. You're angry? Go run around the block. You know, talking about your feelings, venting, journaling, mindfulness, meditation. I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. Cultivating your emotions. In other words, you know, talking yourself into to being more grateful as opposed to being more resentful.
Mm-hmm.
And therapy.
Well, okay. And I'm just going to jump in here and say, you know, both Jason and I did therapy before we met each other, because after we met each other, anyway. But we both realized we had done that. And after a year of talking and spending a lot of money, we both had spent a lot of money and we were still talking about the same thing.
Well, and to be fair, it helped me articulate how bad off I was. But it didn't
give you an answer.
It didn't change the energy.
There you go.
That's the point.
Okay.
Talking, and we see this as intuitives, and we see that emotions are energies.
Mm-hmm.
So when people say, well, I've done this to get this result, and then we look and we see you didn't get the result that you wanted.
Okay.
We see that exercise helps take away some of the
edge
of maybe a lot of anger, rage, hate, blah, blah, blah. But the energy is still there.
Well, in other words, if you've channeled the energy through exercise, the problem is when you're not exercising, the energy is still there.
Even when you're exercising, you just you're just distracted from it in the moment.
Exactly.
The biggest thing in therapy, and this is nothing against traditional therapists, because sometimes, you know, having those breakthroughs of saying, being able to articulate something that you haven't been able to do is helpful. But what we found as intuitives is that if you clear first, then the breakthroughs happen, as opposed to spending, you know, like we did, long time, you know, trying to get to that breakthrough. It would have been so much quicker just to clear it, and then you would see it. We think in therapy, from a therapy standpoint, that you have to talk it, you have to reveal it to yourself first. But if you clear the negative energy first, then the revelation is so much easier.
And it's not as painful.
Exactly. So, you know, we've been doing this for 20 years and we see that these negative emotions are being reduced.
Mm-hmm.
That people, as they do the clearing process, and their effect on you is less and less and less. And they work in ways that most people don't understand, because we've been taught to think like a machine where your emotions are just a mood. And if you reprogram the machine, they'll go away. And it's not true.
Okay, or take one CD out and put the other one in.
Exactly.
Exactly. So, Jason, tell everyone what's so great about the ecosystem approach connected to sugar cravings.
Well, exactly. And we're going to talk about sugar cravings some more so we can make that connection.
Okay.
But there's so many methods out there to deal with your emotions. But they range from okay, which means they work a little bit, to completely don't work.
Mm-hmm.
Clearing removes the energy of emotions.
And we're here to say, because we can see them, we know that they're going away. We know how they work. And frankly, we've become experts in emotions and emotional intelligence because of the clearing and the work we've done over the last 20 years working with people, because we see that they don't work the way we think they should, or they do, or the way we think they do.
Okay.
They don't work that way.
Okay.
So how can you ever get rid of your sugar cravings and knowing that your sugar cravings come from emotions if you can't work with your emotions in a very effective way? So we've developed these ways to help people.
Okay.
One of them is in the moment.
Yeah. I love that one.
You can do clearing in the moment. So your boss gives you an impossible task and says you have to work late Friday night. And you walk back to your cubicle or your office and you're angry. Yeah. You're pissed.
Yeah.
You know,
my boss got in my space.
You're disappointed. You're going to have to tell your kids and your wife that, hey, you know, or your kids and your husband that, hey, you can't be there Friday night like you had planned. Mm-hmm. That's not the time to do a yoga session, you know, and there's nothing against yoga. Yoga is a great energy process.
I can see yes. the boss coming in and you're in the downward dog.
Exactly.
Position. I mean, come on.
So clearing you can do right then and there. You can sit down and start to clear it.
Okay, so and what are some of the specific ways, Jason?
Well, what's great about the clearing is that it can be specific. So in other words, when you're doing downward dog, you're trying to ground your energy. You're trying to work with your energy in a general way. But if you're angry at your boss, you can clear exactly what you're angry about, which is anger at your boss in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we think we're angry about, we have emotions about this and we direct it, we blame it on something specific. And other times we don't. But this helps you get to that specific.
Okay. So, all right. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Sugar cravings and addictions come from our out of control emotions.
Mm.
Forcing, tricking, manipulating yourself will never help with sugar cravings. And actually makes them worse because it doesn't get rid of the energy. The only way to effectively reduce out of control emotions is clearing.
Okay.
And the key to understanding your emotions is to clear them specifically and constantly.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about out of control emotions and how they happen. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we're talking about out-of-control emotions and how they happen and the connection to sugar cravings. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, is there a way to manage your out-of-control emotions and sugar addictions?
Manage, no, clear, yes. You know, I want to say in our world where programming is the norm, you know, and I want to tell all of you that's saying to me, thinking, you know, I can see it. Oh my gosh, you know, I can't do this. You know, this seems way too hard for...
Why can't I just do it the old way?
Exactly. And you probably will. And I want to give you permission, and please give yourself permission to do this over time. It takes a while to switch gears because we've all been programmed and use some sort of willpower. The problem with willpower is self-discipline, those types of things, which is a form of force, is that you only have so much. It's an energy. And there's only so much of it that you can access.
You mean like self-control?
Self-control. Okay. So if you're trying to lose weight or just stop drinking that soda, you know, five times a day or once a day, whatever it is, and then something bad happens, which is inevitable.
You mean life happens?
Life happens to everyone all the time, constantly and continuously. So, oh, by the way, that's why we clear constantly and continuously, you know, because life happens that way.
Yes.
And that's the way to deal with this. And as things, as you continue to do this constant and continuous clearing, things start to calm down. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone's emotions are out of control. And the ecosystem approach, we understand that. So we have methods to help you be specific when there's, you know, the specifically about something, you know, right, in your life.
And by the way, everybody's specific is unique to them.
Exactly. So that's why specific is really important. Mm-hmm. Because if you're working with an off-the-shelf program, it may not be relevant for you.
Right.
And then it's constant and consistent. You know, we've make it so that it's easy to clear while you're in the shower, clear on your way to work, clear driving home at night, clear just before you go to bed.
Right.
So you can do it over and over and constantly and consistently and make it a part of your routine.
And by the way, it takes 1 minute to clear like 10 things if that's what's going on in the moment, or one thing.
This takes a while. This takes a little bit of practice, but it's possible. And I do it all the time, which is you can be nose to nose with someone and be clearing in your imagination.
He's not talking about me. I know he's not talking about me.
You know, I can just picture that boss that you just don't like.
Yeah.
and you know, you're standing there in front of them smiling and you really want to deck them or kick them in the shins, you know, you can clear that with a smile on your face, mm-hmm. you know, and which brings me to the next point. Okay. Stress is our major motivation for out of control emotions.
I was going to say provoker.
Provoker, hook, mm-hmm. trigger. Imagine, you know, I put this in the Facebook post this week. You know, if you're going home to see, you know, home for a birthday party for one of your kids, and all of a sudden traffic is stopped, and you've got 10 minutes to get there. And
because you promised your wife you'd be home on time.
Or your husband.
Or your husband.
You know, you're okay. going to be there. That's stress. And you can't get rid of that. Mm-hmm. People go to these, you know, chances are the things that really make you stress, whether your job, your relationship, even your health.
Well, wait a minute. I got one that just popped in. How about your clothes not fitting the way you need them to, or you want them to.
Or looking in the mirror.
Oh yeah, there's a big one. But that's stress.
That is stress. My point about it is that you're not going to get rid of the things that stress you. You know, chances are you need that job, so you can't get rid of that boss.
Right.
And you can work with these things, but most of the stresses that we have, we can't kind of outsmart them, which is a form of manipulation and trickery, and try and get out of it so we don't have that stress.
Okay, so Jason, what does this have to do with sugar cravings and addictions?
Stress is the trigger. Mm. And here's what happens. We're on our way home, and it's all of a sudden it's stopped. The traffic is stopped in front of you. What do you do? Well, chances are the easiest thing is to grab that candy bar that you bought earlier in the day.
Because first off, it's a distraction from the stress.
But sugar, and this is the point of the whole show, is that we know that sugar calms those negative emotions.
Correct.
But because we're intuitive, we see that the emotions don't go away.
They just get covered up and we eat more.
Exactly.
And more and more.
Exactly. Sugar, you know, they talk about empty calories, and nutritionists have a lot to say about sugar, and it's all correct. You know, it's not good for you. It's bad for you.
Yeah, but I don't want to be beat up because I'm addicted to something.
Well, of course you don't. And you know, we would never do that. But clearing is a positive thing you could do to get rid of those emotions. Because if you understand that the reason you keep reaching for sugar is that, first of all, it's available everywhere. And second of all, it really calms those negative emotions.
Right.
Those hooks.
But only temporarily.
Only temporarily. And it's easy for us to get sucked into it or try to use that to calm our emotions.
Okay. So, Jason, why don't you give us an example? And then I want to hear about the newsletter.
Okay. Well, when we talk about out of control emotions, we talk a lot of times about our story. And often this is where a lot of our deep-seated emotions come from.
By the way, everybody has a story.
Everybody has a story. And mm-hmm. in every story, like everybody has a story, there's bad parts. Mm-hmm. And typically it's those bad parts that have created a lot of negative emotions, negative energies that are attached to us, that if we could clear, we could have less dependence on sugar,
okay.
less connection to sugar. And let me give an example. I like to use movie references because hopefully a lot of people have watched these movies. One of the movies that we really like is League of Their Own, you know, where these women started during World War II, started a baseball league. And in the story with Tom Hanks, you know, there's no crying in baseball. It's a great, great movie. It was about these two sisters. That was the primary character.
Right.
Gina Davis was the older one, and I don't know who the younger one was, but it was a classic story of sibling rivalry.
Yes.
The older sister was the one who was always accomplished. Everybody loved, everybody liked. And the younger sister was always trying to make her mark, was always trying to show that, hey, she counts, she exists. And I guarantee you, as if they weren't clearing, which they chances are they haven't been, as they grew up, the older sister would always recreate that situation where she was in charge of people who were trying to please her and she was trying to look out for. And the younger sister would find women who were older that would dominate her, shame her, and make her feel bad about herself.
And possibly even a partner, a male partner.
Exactly.
Yes, definitely.
Exactly. That's your story. And chances are, if that story gets activated over and over and over again, if you don't clear it, if you don't remove those negative energies, what do? Well, you eat it. You eat it with desserts and candies and, you know.
Or potato chips and pancakes, things like that.
I know you're probably, you know, knocking on your computer or your radio and saying.
Don't say those things.
You're saying, hey, I thought this was about sugar cravings. You know, and he's talking about your story, you know.
Connect it.
We don't connect those two, but I want to make that connection for you because it's so important.
Mm-hmm. So, Jason, tell them about the newsletter.
Well, if you want to get rid of your sugar cravings, clearing specifically, constantly, and consistently is the way to do that. Mm-hmm. And every week in the newsletter, we give you clearings that you can use, whether it's about sugar cravings, which it will be about this week, but even next week, the things that you clear will help you with your cravings.
Okay.
Because they get to the emotional story that we talked about and that story about you and negative energy that's attached to you.
Okay. So, and we'll give the address to that in the next section, if that's okay.
Sure.
So Jason, can I just try to use sugar in moderation?
You know, people try and do that. Sugar is one of the most addictive things that there is. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like saying I'm going to use crack cocaine in moderation. I'm going to use heroin just once in a while. You know, it's
well, there are people that actually do those things.
They try and do those things.
Yeah.
The truth is that the reason we have an opioid crisis right now is because when people use those things that dull those out of control emotions, yes. It feels really good.
Yeah.
And they find it hard to stop. Mm-hmm. So you may have gone in for a broken arm or something, but those out of control emotions were there. This is a much better way of dealing with those out of control emotions.
And a whole lot less expensive,
yes.
I might add.
And sugar is very, very addictive. And that's part of the problem, is that using it in moderation is sort of a lie you tell yourself because it doesn't really help.
Exactly.
You know, you might be using willpower to use it in moderation, but as soon as you get stressed, as soon as those out of control emotions roar up, then you're stuck.
Okay. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Stress and out of control emotions drives our need for sugar. Mm-hmm. Clear your stressful situations. You don't have to eliminate the stressful situations.
Okay.
And using sugar in moderation is an illusion. It is way too addictive.
Okay.
And clearing can be used in the moment, specifically and constantly and consistently.
So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about practical ways to start chipping away at your sugar cravings. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Would you like assistance on your soul's journey? We invite you to explore the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center, located in Auburn, Washington, a sacred space for healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, and many other tools to assist you in reaching your full divine potential, working together with compassion and love. Find out more about the new center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And today we're talking about specifics and practical things that we can do for our sugar cravings and addictions. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, I am sure our listeners are like kind of hopeless right now about sugar cravings and addictions. Are there some practical things we can do?
Sure. You know, last week we talked about using the clearing and then use willpower to implement your diet.
Okay.
You know, that still works where you basically say, okay, I'm going to eat this certain foods. I'm going to reduce my soda intake. I'm going to reduce my sugar intake. You know, I'm going to cut out that candy bar in the middle of the afternoon, blah, blah, blah. You can,
no, don't make me.
You know, you can clear first and then force yourself. Sure. Then use willpower discipline. And what you'll be doing is if you clear first, is you'll start to reduce those negative emotions. You know, I think we need to be honest. Patricia and I have not eliminated our sugar addiction. And we still struggle with it. It's probably one of the things that has continued in our life for the longest. But it's so much different than it used to be.
Oh my gosh. And you know, I'll be the first to admit, I love to cook. And so since I love to cook, it it does make it a little different. Yes,
and
I've
bake.
Learned and I am a baker, I admit. And I've learned to do things differently. We've also picked and chosen the times that we do sugar intake. But the bottom line is Jason and I clear for this on a regular basis for both of us. If it isn't one, it'll be the other. And sometimes it's both at the same time. I'm craving sugar.
You know, and one of my biggest hooks that I still have to work on is not when I'm stressed or some sort of really negative emotion. It's positive. When I get real excited is, you know, when I'm thinking about a concept or writing down something that I really, really am passionate about,
right.
That's when I reach for something. And, you know, we've eliminated the processed sugar. Oh my gosh. I mean, how long has it been? We used to go, I'm telling a secret here.
Okay.
Don't tell anybody.
When we first
please.
Met, the one.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
We used to go to Krispy Kreme and get what?
A dozen donuts.
Was it a dozen?
Uh-huh. It was a dozen donuts.
I don't remember a dozen. Maybe, well, maybe you ate mine.
Oh, please.
But, you know, we haven't done stuff like that, you know.
In years.
Years. You know, it's been, I don't know, I can't remember the last time we had a soda.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, and, you know, we don't do that. We still struggle with the hidden sugars. You know, she'll make something and she'll use a natural sweetener, but it's still sugar. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll have a very high quality protein bar that doesn't have a lot of sugar, but it has a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, that's where we cheat. But we're still clearing for that. But it's been amazing, the stuff that we have cleared for. People say to us all the time, "Oh my gosh, you know, you're not eating the cake." Well, no, I'm okay.
Yeah, thanks.
And people are flabbergasted that, you know, there's all this sugar around us and we're not biting because we've taken the edge off mm-hmm. by doing the clearing all these years.
So, okay. So, you know, the bottom line is that I want to tell what we do. What we do is Jason and I clear in the morning.
And
we'll take 15 minutes out of our day in the morning and we will clear. And sometimes sugar is in that. And it used to be in there a lot more than it is now, but we clear, you know, for the sugar cravings. We clear that. And that's that constantly. That's also specifically, but we also clear for the consistency or consistency of clearing on a regular basis. We choose our time. And I admit, there are times where our day gets just turned upside down. When we realize it, we will clear.
So let's make it really specific.
Okay.
You know, one of the things we do when we take our dogs for a walk twice a day, usually, mm-hmm. and sometimes that's our time to clear. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't happen all the time. Sometimes, you know, we're not able to do it, but that's our constant part. Mm-hmm. You know, it's also our consistent part. When we know that something's wrong, that there's some negative energies that are affecting us,
that's
we'll
the
make
specific.
a special, hey, let's sit down, let's do some clearing right now. And
that's
we'll
right.
do that, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. We always make it specific for what's happening in the moment.
Right.
And it relates to us in a very laser-like way. And it's amazing. It really, really helps. And our, you know, although we do still have sugar cravings and every once in a while, you know, you think I'm dreaming about Patricia in her Alaskan lingerie, but really I'm dreaming about this Krispy Kreme that with the white filling. I had that when I was in the Army. I remember
that's enough of that one.
Yeah.
That's enough.
But it's, you know, there's always, there was this show on TV. It was about a donut shop. And we struggled to watch it just because of the donuts. it's really addictive. We still struggle with that hook, mm-hmm. but our emotions aren't out of control. And it's really been helpful because we're able to say, okay, no, I'm not going to do that.
And I just want to say the ecosystem approach has really, really, really helped us. And it's also helped us see when we sabotage ourselves.
So let's talk about the, you know, we talked about being practical this time.
Okay.
There's another thing you can do. And a lot of people, we're programmed to use willpower. Mm-hmm. So instead of using willpower to stop the sugar, eating the sugar, use the willpower to do clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically. And if you want to do that, go sign up for our newsletter. Use your willpower right now. Go sign up for our newsletter at www.livinglighter.org. Go to the newsletter tab, and all we ask for is your name and email address. Simple, and get started.
And by the way, this is an amazing thing to use throughout the week.
It's free. Mm-hmm. A lot of people take it, and they put it on their smartphone. They get an email, and it's on their smartphone, and they use it.
Okay, so Jason, what are the key points of this segment besides us laughing and talking about food?
There are no quick fixes for sugar cravings, sorry. And everyone has them. Mm-hmm. We use willpower and discipline to do clearing. That's the best thing for sugar addiction.
Okay.
And this process will help you lose weight and help you with other areas of your life. Mm-hmm. Clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically is the
solution, and the ecosystem approach makes it easy.
Okay. So Jason, let's take a moment and tell those who have never done this before how to do the clearing. And then we'll in the next segment, we'll do the clearings.
We make a statement, and that's listed in the newsletter. You can use that. You say that statement out loud. You don't have to say it out loud. You can say it to yourself. You can say it in your mind's eye. Mm-hmm. This can all be done in your imagination. So when you're nose-to-nose with your boss or someone else close to you, you can be clearing, and they won't even know it. And all you have to do is use your imagination, gather up that negative energy, blow it into a trash can, whether it's real or imagined, and just take a gentle breath. And when we say breathe, just take a gentle breath and breathe it into a trash can. We own the trash can. We'll empty it for you. Don't worry about it. And then we go to the next emotion or situation.
And then we're going to activate life force at the end of it. And the reason that we do that is we want to replace where those negative emotions and energies have been stored in your physical body, in your physical being, and the rest of you, I should say that. This energy is the most powerful energy that any of us have access to. We're basically going to reverse the process. We're going to pull that life force energy in right through the top of your head. It's going to go down your torso, down your arms, down your legs. I'd like to stop mine at the tips of my toes. I want to turn it around so I can use that life force energy, the power of that life force energy, to remove any other negative energies by blowing out. And then do it again. Pull in life force energy. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you remove some of those negative energies that is connected to those out of control emotions. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Got a bra problem? The Healthy Bra Company comes highly recommended by Dr. Christina Lasich in her book, High Heels to Hormones, A Woman's Guide to Spine Care. Ladies, if you have neck, back, or shoulder pain or postural issues, Maria Monti, postural therapist and owner of The Healthy Bra Company, says they might be related to your bra. Call Maria today at 360-815-3205. That's 360-815-3205.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit SourceLightIntegrations.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're going to help you remove some of those negative energies that is connected to those out of control emotions. Jason, let's do some clearing. What do you say?
Okay, here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the emotions are things and they build up to create sugar cravings. Take a big breath. Blow it into the trash can. Blow it into the trash can right now. Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see all the ways I try to manage my emotions instead of clearing them. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see programming in my life and use clearing more often to overcome the programming. Take a breath.
Here's the big one. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see my triggers for my sugar cravings and clear them as they come up. Take a breath. Is traffic your trigger? Is that same argument you have with your significant other your trigger?
How about competition with others?
Yes. Or maybe it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Maybe that's your trigger.
Okay.
You know?
Exactly. Okay. So, and to eliminate the frenzy and stress and overwhelm that keeps me craving sugar. Take a breath. I have an addition to that one. And to eliminate the self-sabotage patterns and triggers that I have that set me up for sugar cravings and going straight for the sugar as opposed to doing what? Clearing. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can be more aware of my actual emotions mm-hmm. and how they trigger me. Mm-hmm. Take a breath. And to eliminate any shame, guilt, or unworthiness I feel that makes me want sugar, snacks, treats, and desserts.
Breathe. And to eliminate all of the competition programmings and patterns from now on in my past that set me up to feel unworthy and then that's when I head straight for the sugar. Take a breath. And by the way, I can say in this that alcohol is also, by the way, alcohol is sugar. In whatever form it comes in, alcohol is sugar. So take a look at that one. Do I go out and think I'm going to compete with somebody or compete with the guy who sits next to me at work? Is that, after work, do I go and have a couple drinks because I'm competing and feel like I'm failing with my partner at work?
If you compete, you either win or lose.
Yes.
And if you lose, you want to squelch the guilt and shame.
And if you win, you think you want to celebrate. And oftentimes sugar/alcohol is the answer. It's not. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the damned if you do, damned if you don't connection to competition.
Good one.
Take a breath.
Mm-hmm. Here, and this goes right along with it. And to eliminate the anger and the hate and the resentment and bitterness I have that hooks me by using sugar. Take a breath. I should say hooks me into using sugar. My apologies. Take a breath.
and to eliminate the hurt and pain I have connected to my sugar addiction. Mm-hmm. Take a breath. The habit of desiring the sugar and then feeling guilty after I've had it. Mm-hmm. To clear both of those, the desire and the guilt. Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my story and then begin to clear it.
Easily, smoothly, and specifically.
Take a breath.
Jason, let's activate some life force. What do you say?
Yes, go ahead.
All right. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. And that includes so I can have the strength to reduce my sugar cravings with clearings. Take a nice breath. And to activate life force so I can have hope for less triggers and self-sabotages for sugar by clearing. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can have the patience to and the strength to pursue a long-term clearing solution as opposed to a quick fix with self-discipline and force.
On a regular basis.
Take a breath.
Okay. And to activate life force so I can love myself, so I can have peace and harmony and happiness, and a really important one, especially for the sugar, clarity. So I can see what's a manipulation and what's programming. Starting right now, today, take a nice breath. Let that life force energy go all the way through your body and blow out any negative energies left behind. Take a breath, one more. Jason? What are we going to talk about next week?
Huh? Sorry, I was looking at a text on my phone. Oh, no, we're talking about distractions. Everybody's distracted. If you have a phone, if you have, if you live in this world, you're distracted.
Kids, whatever.
Yes.
Yes, we get stuck in distractions because oftentimes we don't want to focus on what we want to do or what we're supposed to do.
And, you know, this is just a teaser. I'm going to tell you right now, but we're going to focus on the biggest distraction of them all. What could that be?
Oh, my God.
The biggest distraction of them all. I haven't told Patricia. So
no, he hasn't.
Maybe if she gives me, you know, a candy bar after the show, I'll tell her. But, no, we're talking about distractions. It's a huge issue. And you'll like this one. This will really, really help.
Okay. So... if some part of you gets the importance of removing negative energy and trying to learn about that 80% that we've been talking about, we didn't talk about it too much today, but we will be talking about it more. But mark your calendar for next week. The Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
You know, I just want to put another final plea to sign up for our newsletter. Mm-hmm. That's the way to do clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically. We give you all the clearing statements right there.
Yeah.
It's free. You can put them on your phone. You can read them all day long on breaks.
Or even when you're supposed to be working.
And it's the best thing you do for a diet. It's the best thing you can do to reduce your sugar addiction and almost everything else that you want to do in your life. It'll help you with everything.
Okay. So also when you sign up for the newsletter, you get the backstory of Living Lighter Radio and myself and Jason. And by the way, he's always telling some sort of secret about, usually about me, but last week it was about him. So... I was like, yeah, okay, this is a good one. So, we also would love to hear your comments or even requests for shows or, you know, a subject for a show, that kind of thing. You know, it would be great. We'd love to hear your comments. And by the way, Jason gets his feelings hurt when he doesn't get, you know, any comments or requests for shows, or somebody saying something about the show. So you can do that at, you can do that by going...
Emailing us.
Emailing us.
At Jason and Patricia, one word, JasonAndPatricia at livinglighter.org. Mm-hmm. It has to be .org. And send us an email. And, you know, also Facebook, you know, I'm more sensitive about, you know, getting likes on Facebook. So please do that. We're at livinglighter.org. And we always preview the next show, make some sort of comment every week.
Okay. So don't forget about the Facebook. We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.